Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Cameras on every doorbell, GPS in every home, pacemaker apps pinging in real time, license plate readers on highways, digital footprints on every transaction, and yet 12 days in, more than 100 investigators, FBI resources, 18,000 tips, an 84-year-old woman is simply gone. No vehicle of interest, no named suspects, no confirmed sighting since she walked through her own door, or went in through her garage, which I believe is what the understanding is, when she was dropped off that evening. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us. All that being said, Robin, the gazillion ways that we can surveil things these days, just the idea of making someone disappear in 2026 is kind of a, I mean, people go disappear every day, but with the resources we have available, with the attention on this, with what we know exists in and around this community in terms of surveillance, how is it that we're 12 days in and we are literally still feeling like it's the night of the announcement that she's gone?
We are. I don't know about law enforcement.
True.
So they're not sharing very much at all. Mm-hmm. And from the now amount of activity and amount of people looking at this, I think there's a lot going on, especially since now they have video and 5,000 tips now up to how many? I mean, just when, so when they first released the video and the photos, I think it was at 5,000 in the first release when that came out. So it's happening that you don't see, because remember, the only information we have, because there's no public releases of anything, the only information we have is what we're gleaning from what we're observing from movement around the outside. Mm-hmm. That doesn't show us what the forensic digital analysis is going on behind the scenes and all the video analysis that they have, all the cameras that they captured. So there could be an awful lot that's going on that we're completely unaware of because what they're doing is most likely, at least what Robin would be doing, is they are cross that now they're cross-referencing because you have interviews of all the people showing photos, going canvassing neighborhoods and all the leads that came in from people that thought things. And then you have all the folks on the other side doing the digital analysis of cell phone towers, of video cams, you know, plate readers, all these things. And so they now have their things. And what's happening now, hopefully, is now they're, where's the overlaps? Because once they have the overlaps, then you have a smaller pool of people you're looking at. And now we start digging deeper on each one of these. That's what we're not seeing on the outside looking in 12 days. But I think they are now at a closer core of what they're looking at. We just don't know what that is. And I only do think that's going on just because there's still movement. There's still people on the ground. This video release was huge. This other one that just came out, that's another big one. Mm-hmm. And silence from people right now, I think, means that there's a lot going on because they're just wanting to get closer, wanting to get fast. Because what happens is, as at this stage of the investigation, if things are going well, tempo is mounting. Because, you know, because again, when you just, I'm so visual, as you know, I keep doing these visual references. You know, the investigation starts way out here. And you get all these data points and you don't know what to do. But as soon as you get one break, and I think this one of the big breaks was these videos and photos, and you got a huge influx of information, which allowed them to create a tighter filter. And once you start tightening filters, it's like when you, do you ever you got a funnel and you like spin a marble that goes down and the closer it gets to the center, it spins, speeds. That's what's happening now. I think we're getting, it's getting more concentric, it's coming in, it's condensing, and it's getting tighter. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to find someone who's going to be a major break, but they know what they need to look at. Whether they can get it all is what I think they're working on, because they've been able to filter out all the chaff right now that is completely useless. They're really narrowed down on what they need and what they're trying to get.
You think the whoever did this is watching this coverage and tailoring their own response to it? I mean, I'm not in any way saying, you know, tailoring the response as, hey, let's send a ransom note out or something. I think that those are bunk. But I'm just going to be blunt. I don't necessarily believe anymore that she's around. So whoever did this is probably more so likely looking to cover their own tracks and not be connected to this. And they have, you know, 12 days now where they could have disappeared. They could be anywhere on the planet at this point.
So it's a good thought experiment to do, to work through. It's what investigators should be doing right now. I thought about this a lot when I covered prison breaks. You know, I've covered a lot of prison breaks that happened in the last 3 or 4 years, and people are always asking, oh, they must be long gone in a different country by now. And I go, no, they're going to go where you feel safe. And mm-hmm. So even in this case, what I think is happening is, if this person's watching, and they might not even be, they probably are, but what happens is you feel that noose starting to tighten. I mean, just think about this, Tony, when you're threatened, when you think, feeling things are unsafe, what do? Who do you go to? We tend to go to those we love and that care mm-hmm. for us, and we know they're going to take care of us as we hunker down when we're not feeling well. What do? We want to be taken care of. And so this person, in my mind, is hunkering down, laying low. And now we just have to ask, where would they lay low? They're going to lay low with people they feel safe with. If they're loners, complete loners, then I'd be on a run. Mm-hmm. But if this person's not a loner and they do have at least one or two people in their life that they feel safe with, they're going to hunker down with them. Is that local, or is that in Mexico, or is that in Canada? Okay. I don't know. But they're going to hunker down where they feel safe. And that's why when investigators are investigating things, they're always asking, so, you know, what kind of people do they know? What kind of friends do they have? Because that's where people go. Traditionally, according to stats, we will go into hiding where we feel safe. And where do we feel safe? With people that we think unconditionally love us, if that's even the case here.
How safe do you think this person feels right now, the man that we saw in that video?
Not very. First of all, I don't think, no one ever expects the attention things get as much as they do get on these big cases, because My conjecture, based on research and everything and watching this guy, this was not the guy's first rodeo doing this. Mm-hmm. I think he's a petty thief that has done home invasions and break-ins before without incident. And so he's got some reps doing this where he got away with it. It wasn't a big deal, because it probably wasn't a big heist. He wasn't like, he's not equipped here to walk out with TVs and stereos like they used to. He's looking for very small things. Maybe even strategically does it so they're not even noticed they're gone for months, or even, and when they are noticed, the people, like, I mean, think about this. If he's targeting, because let's go down the road that he was actually targeting for a home invasion, and people say, mm-hmm. well, he doesn't have an empty backpack to walk out with loot. Well, maybe he wasn't planning to walk out with loot. Maybe his reps are, I've observed and know of a piece of jewelry I'm going to go for. When I saw Nancy last time, when I saw her on the church video, she's wearing this necklace I think would be worth a lot of money. He goes in targeting a very specific thing that won't be missed by an absent-minded elderly lady. See what I mean? You can really kind of put together what's in someone's mindset here to kind of fit this package, and so that it won't be reported. But all of a sudden, he hit the wrong house and something goes wrong accidentally inside. He freaks out, you know, the panic escalation, doesn't know what to do, and all of a sudden it's national media, and it's never been done that way before. Would that create fear in him? Absolutely.
I wonder how much, do you think this person is surprised right now at what they have put into motion? Do you think that it's like, oh God, I thought this was just going to be a good old B&E, and I was going to go get a ring or whatever, and there's some jewelry, and now it's turned into the international manhunt of the year. You know,
it'd have to be surprised, because so even if he did this only one other time, I'm guessing two or three. just because of how he looked and what he was wearing. Because the first, we've seen people do horrendous things the first time, and we see what a bag of rags they look like. This didn't look like a bag of rags. He just looked stupid.
Didn't look like super pro, but didn't look amateur quite yet. Like, it's like a couple reps.
This is a couple reps guy to me.
Yeah.
And a couple reps of petty crime, breaking into houses and getting away with it. And so surprised? Yeah, because it's never got national attention like this. He probably didn't even. So my conjecture is it probably didn't even, if it was reported to police, it's going to be reported to police when it was actually something went missing, was actually noticed, which may have been months or weeks or years down the road. So he's not used to attention at all because he thought his methodology of doing this was solid. Because and why I say that, look at how he approached that front door. Mm-hmm. No big issue. No big deal.
Let's talk about that front door because as of our recording of this today, a big tent was put up around that front door and then taken down. It was like a pop-up tent. It wasn't, carnival, but it was, enough that there was walls on it for a period of time. Kind of, I don't want to say blackout, but it certainly, prevented anyone from viewing what was going on inside that tent. And that was right over the front door area, right where the film captured the man in it. Lots of speculation as to what might be going on in that tent, in that small window when it was up before it came down. What's your thoughts on what the FBI was doing in that tent?
Yeah, forensic analysis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they needed a clean room of some sort to provide the kind of lighting they need to do the kind of collection they need to do in that moment. So, outside of prying eyes for one thing, but I really think they needed some sort of light and environmental conditions to do the investigation they're going to do on that front, because that's where the entire focus was, which is, another contributor on one of the news channels, a retired FBI guy, brought up a really great point. And I'm sorry if we're going to get into it anyway, but it really struck me that here's this guy going at the front door, and this front door is a large oak front door, and it's got this Spanish, grating on the front as extra. It's both ornamental as well as protective because you can't get through it. So that's the front door he went through or tried to break through, and the rain came on. If he had walked around the side of the house or the back of the house where the pool is, there's no ring cameras. There's a 16 glass panel door that you could have just broken one of those. The windows aren't gated or guarded. I mean, there were so many other easy entry points. Mm-hmm. He chose the hardest point to go through to get in this house, as well as that's not the entry point. If you're a family member or someone, a close associate that knows the house, would have gone through either.
And that's, it makes you go, well, how well planned was this? If at all? I mean,
because remember, we're overlaying. And this is where I think it's all fallen apart for the narrative that started at the beginning. People are overlaying the knowledge of this person because they're saying this person must be the same as the ransomer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm,
the ransomer had a lot of knowledge. This guy doesn't.
Yeah.
I do not think they're one and the same.
No, I'd have to agree.
Well, think about it. Just think of the logic of this. The people that sent the ransom note seemed to know the house, the location, and what Nancy's wearing, all those things, which meant they would have known the layout of the house. They would have known that the best point of entry, if you're going to do an invasion, whether it's for abduction or burglary, was not that front door.
Yeah. Obviously, there's odds to everything, and we've talked about so many odds over the last 2 weeks on this case. But, there's high odds, there's low odds, and there's low odds sometimes because those odds hit. Because sometimes the odds are just very bizarre. That would just make this even more bizarre, is if the world is looking at this. I think a lot of media is looking at this as something much, much larger and more complicated than it may actually be. And we tend to do that, especially when it's a big story or somebody of note or something of note. The reaction, has to match what happened before. It has to make just as much sense because it's such a big thing. And sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it is just something completely stupid where this literally could be a guy that well, I was going to go do a B&E over here. That maybe they're home. I really need some money. Shit, I know Nancy has a ring or whatever. Or there's something that like I could probably get in there and get that. It could be that simple. It could be that simple of just somebody that decided they were going to go and try and make a quick buck by stealing something from the old lady's house, and it turned into this shit show.
I really think, and we said this in the last show, if you remove the aspect that was covered originally of the abduction for ransom, if you remove that element from it and you just looked at it without that, this is what it looks like, according to stats, was a home invasion for robbery with an accidental homicide, potentially.
Yeah. And they took the body to.
Yeah, to absolutely. And which actually it's a high probability stat for that action to actually take place because it covers their tracks a little bit better, gives them time. The other thing about that, too. Oh, man, I think it just fleeted out of my head as I was thinking it.
I have a question on it, though, right there. So I'll throw it in. I mean, how common is it when you have a home invasion gone wrong and there is, you know, a homicide that takes place? That they don't just leave the body and get the hell out of Dodge. How often is it that they do take the body to try and prevent?
I wish I could remember the exact. I looked up the number. It's actually higher than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not just I don't know. try to put yourself in these scenarios that you really never would do. That's kind of hard sometimes.
I did it.
Yeah. But it's I don't know that I would be. I think I'd be freaking out. I mean, that's me, though, because this is not for me.
And that's why they do it. Panic at, remember. Yeah.
But somebody with a few reps may be like, I can handle this. I can get this body out of here.
This is the thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
It kind of goes this entire thing. I think when and if they get this guy, everyone's going to be incredibly underwhelmed about who this is. What happened, what the real thing was. I am holding very, very solid because of all the data points are coming in. Again, completely open to new data, shifting me to different theories and scenarios because that's what we do. Yeah. You just keep taking in and adjusting on the fly. And I think it's going to be extremely underwhelming because I think it was a home invasion that went sideways, panic escalation. He took her on the way out the door because he didn't want to get caught as fast. And here's the reason why. And this is why he might have a few reps, because we said it on one of the first episodes of this. If he left a body that was found, he could be then charged with murder. If he takes the body, then you can't find it. Then there's no murder charge, or at least harder to prove in court if he's ever caught.
Which is true.
I hate talking about her, Nancy in the past tense. So this, hypothetically.
This is all hypothetical. Yeah, I mean,
remains alive, but they are actually the investigation. As investigations go, they still should be in primary mode of finding her, but we're hitting the time frames where it will be shifting in the next couple of days.
Are we in recovery mode here yet, or is this still?
So the initial push was and is and always should be to find the victim, assume she's alive, and the secondary, equally as important, will be find the culprit and perpetrator. But the number one objective was to find her. And now I think the timing they say is like 10 to 14 days is when the shift starts shifting, where they're going to start shifting to the primary of finding him and then her. In general, for family and everyone listening, it's not because they don't think it's important. Just look at the data points coming in. We're not getting more data points on her. We're only getting data points on the perpetrator. That's the reason why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.